is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hey, everybody, I'm Congressman Tim Burchett, and welcome back to another episode of Tennessee Talks. Glad to be here on Rumble and on YouTube as well. And today I want to talk to y'all about what's going on in Washington. As you may have seen in the news on Monday, I called Vice President Harris a DEI hire. DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And of course, CNN took my comment and turned it into clickbait, as they do. In the beginning, Joe Biden has made this about race. He said, the values of diversity, equality, and inclusion are literally the core strength of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration that taps into full talents of our country and starts at the top with the vice president. He literally says that is his reason for hiring. He also said before he chose a vice president, he would prefer, and I quote, someone of color and or a different gender. You know, that doesn't bother me if that's the best person, but I've always said, you know, put the best player in, coach. That's what we got to have in this country. We haven't been doing that. You know, we hired a guy who was wearing a dress and in charge of part of our nuclear program, and he was going to the airports and stealing women's luggage so he could wear it, flaunt around in their dresses, and he did that more than once. After he was caught, he did it again. And then, of course, what happened with the Secret Service Director Cheadle, that clearly she was not the best person for the job. Of course, the problem with these DEI initiatives is they clear out a large part of the competition. When you say, I'm going to get somebody from this segment of society, then it discriminates against all the others. Can you imagine if me as a congressman had hired somebody and said in the job description, you had to be under this criteria, I'd be sued, and rightfully so. Kind of seems shady to me that when we say we're going to appoint the best person, and then they just discriminate against a whole larger segment of society. You know, I tell my daughter all the time, my wife and I do, that she can succeed at anything she wants. She just has to be the best at it. And that should be the criteria. Nothing else. Nothing else. And we've clearly not seen that with this administration. And we clearly didn't see it when they tried to assassinate President Trump last Saturday in Pennsylvania. It was an absolute, complete, and total failure on every level. And it completely changed everything with the race for president, with Trump, everything. Can you imagine what happened if that bullet had been 1 inch over? We'd be memorializing President Trump right now. And as you saw yesterday in the hearing on the Secret Service's failures, and then that the director of the Secret Service actually resigned today. Well, she shouldn't have resigned. She should have been fired. There were so many problems with that thing. You know, why was this fella on the roof and they knew he was, and then Secret Service was told he was, and yet they allowed President Trump to come out? You know, I've been to those things, events like that, and the president's always late. And the reason he's always late, you know, a car will backfire, or there's a suspicious person in the crowd. There's a suspicious package. Something didn't go right. And they hesitate, but yet they allowed President Trump to get out there when they knew somebody was on that roof. And earlier in the day, the guy had been spotted with a rangefinder, of all things. Now, a rangefinder's used for two different things. You're going to hit a golf ball, or you're going to shoot a gun. And obviously, there wasn't no dadgum golf course out there. And it was just beyond belief that he was allowed to come out there. And there's so many other things, you know, the iconic picture where he's saying, fight, fight, fight. That should have never been allowed to be taken, because there should have been an agent of his height standing in front of him. You saw on the night of, on the first night of the convention, President Trump walked in. That was clearly the A-team. There were some very large individuals. And I don't care the color of their skin or their sex. They could be, as I've stated, pink unicorns for all I care. But dadgummit, You got to have bodies in front of him. You should have never seen the color of his skin through that crowd. He should have been covered up. And then, and it wasn't talked about. There wasn't a lot of time. And only had 5 minutes to talk in the committee, ask questions. But if you listen to the audio, one of the agents says, move on my count, 3, 2, 1. And then they just laid there. They should have had President Trump up off that stage. You had one agent trying to find their holster, was stumbling around. Then you had another agent hiding behind the crowd. And it just, you know, if they hadn't taken that dirt bag out with a shot, he could have fired into that pile, killed an agent, another agent, and possibly killed President Trump. And unfortunately, he did kill a very brave man, a fire chief, and a family lost their daddy, and that should have been avoided, and it would have been avoided if we had the right person in leadership. Other things been made this pretty evident this week is the president's health, and there's talk, and of course him dropping out of the race. And I've stated, if he's not fit to run a campaign, he sure isn't fit to run the country. We got a real problem there, folks, and I'm not sure exactly what all's going on behind the scenes there. I know he's alive and semi well, I guess, but we're in a little bit of a mess. Apparently, they had to take him to a Las Vegas hospital and then possibly flown back to Delaware. I'm not sure all those details, but you got to ask yourself, who's been running the country, and what if we had a national security emergency? A lot of things like that. Other news is this week, Prime Minister Netanyahu arrived for a joint session of Congress. And of course, the president or the vice president, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, was not there to greet him, which is beyond belief. You always have a heads of state meeting, and they usually meet on the tarmac. You've seen the classic picture. It really doesn't make us look good. And now Kamala Harris will not be there on the floor of the House to sit up. You've seen up on the lectern up there. She won't be there, and it went down the list. And Democrat senators, it went down to about the third or fourth one, so you won't even recognize who's up there. I thought we should have just left the seat open and let it be at that. I went to the National Republican Convention in Milwaukee this past week. A lot of energy, big pep rally, but as I've stated many times, I'm ready for the game. Pep rallies are great. They fire everybody up, but it's a long, long way to November. And we need to remember that. We were all fired up. I can remember when it came out that Bill Clinton had evaded the draft and gone to England, and then running against George Bush Sr. And I remember thinking, gosh, this race is over. And I guess the rest of the country did too, because Bill Clinton won, and he won overwhelmingly, and he shouldn't have. And we let our guard down, and we cannot do that on this account. We need to be focusing on, of course, beating Kamala Harris now that she'll be the presumptive nominee, and I suspect she will. There might be a little hiccup at the convention, but that's generally her handled behind the scenes. It's been a pretty eventful week this week, and I'd say it's just heating up. So I want to thank everybody for allowing me to be here, and as always, thank y'all for sending me here. And that concludes another episode of Tennessee Talks, and make sure y'all follow me on Rumble, YouTube, and everywhere you can get your podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.